Alaska is earthquake country, but many people don't know how to prepare for an earthquake. The Alaska Division of Homeland Security and Emergency Management wants to change that. The division hopes to jolt people into awareness with a mobile earthquake simulator. The Quake Cottage is scheduled to visit 10 communities in southeast Alaska and the Yukon for the first time ever this fall. KHNS's Emily Files has more.
From a distance, the Quake Cottage looks like a normal enclosed trailer you hook up to the back of a truck. But get closer and you see the words, Alaska's Earthquake Simulator. Are you ready for the next big quake? Step inside and it sounds like this.
This is not a ride. It is an experience.
The Quake Cottage holds 4 people. You sit down and hold on tight as the shaking starts. Jeremy Zittick with Alaska Homeland Security says the machine can simulate up to an 8.0 magnitude earthquake.
The earthquake simulator is an experience that we want people here in Alaska to get a chance to feel because earthquakes are so prevalent.
Alaska is the most seismically active region in the U.S. and even one of the most seismically active in the world. According to the Alaska Earthquake Center, there have been more than 22,000 quakes in the state so far this year. Most of those are minor, but Zittick says his agency wants you to be prepared for the next big one.
The danger of earthquakes here in Alaska is very real.
That's why Alaska Homeland Security owns one of the few quake cottages in existence. It's a prevention tool. It's meant to bring home the reality of what an earthquake feels like and that it could happen to you.
The experience is a little bit jarring, but that's what an earthquake is. An earthquake can be a very violent event, and people should know what to do when that shaking starts.
CNN anchor Anderson Cooper had a jarring experience when he tried out one of the quake cottages in 2012.
All right, so we go?
Okay, let's shake it up.
All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Here we go.
Okay.
Ready?
Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
Zittick says the best earthquake safety advice for people in the U.S. is drop, cover, and hold. Get on the ground, find cover from falling objects, and hold on while you wait the earthquake out.
It's more of the turtle philosophy as opposed to the rabbit philosophy. You really can't run from the earthquake anyways. If you run outside, there's just as many falling hazards that can hurt you there, and there's a good likelihood that you're going to be thrown to the ground.
Zittick says people in southeast Alaska have been asking for the Quake Cottage for a while. The division hasn't been able to bring the simulator to any off-the-road communities because it's an expensive endeavor. But late this summer and fall, it's finally going to happen with the help of grant funding.
In southeast, people are vulnerable to earthquakes and tsunamis, so they need to know what to do when they feel that shaking.
One of the southeast Alaska residents pushing for the simulator to visit this region is Craig resident Brian Templin.
Because of our location on the coast and the threat of earthquakes, it's one of those things that we've been very fortunate, but you certainly want to be prepared.
Templin is involved in Craig's emergency planning committee. He says the simulator's visit will coincide with the town's biennial emergency preparedness fair. The Quake Cottage tour of the Yukon and Southeast is scheduled to start in Whitehorse August 26 and travel to Skagway, Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, Ketchikan, Craig, Haines, and Haines Junction, in that order. Zittick hopes the month-long tour will help Southeast Alaskans be prepared for when the next major earthquake strikes. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.